What's up and welcome to episode 603 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton. Today I'm joined by a friend of the show, Marshall205.
What up?
Also said today, and it's pretty much tonight.
It is.
It's 11:15 p.m. Central Standard Time.
God's time.
Lord's time, yeah. Gerald had a bit of a family emergency, so he's out of pocket, wasn't able to make the show. Sounds like everything's good to go, but he just wasn't able to get back in time.
Yeah, we wish Gerald the best, and glad to know that everything seemed to, from the text message, looks like just a little beat up, banged up, but everything's going to be all right. So that's great news.
It's not Gerald. Gerald's fine. Yeah. You made it seem like he wasn't fine.
Well, Gerald's soft. There's...
Well, he is soft. But he's also not the one we're talking about. So he sounds like everything's fine. We just had to call an audible.
Yeah.
Which,
in the heart of football season, had to call an audible.
I don't know if it's the heart of football season.
Yeah. If you're on the preseason, if you're one of the guys trying to make the roster, it's the heart of it. Like, today is it.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow would be it.
Yeah. But for everyone else, it's just getting going.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, I hear you.
Yeah, yeah, it's his year.
That's what they say.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's saying that, but but it is his year. We don't have a plan for tonight. I don't have any news pulled. I figure we'll just chat for a little while.
Yeah.
And we'll just kind of see what happens.
Yeah, if you hear some clicking, I'm playing World of Warcraft as we're playing, we're chatting it up here. So that is the clicking that you'll hear in the background. Getting ready for the new expansion to drop for me on Monday, as I bought the Heroic Edition and not the Epic Edition. Had I bought the Epic, I'd be playing the new expansion today.
Do you wish you had bought the Epic?
It was $20 more or $10 more.
But do you have that FOMO right now?
Not really, because I want to get this Demon Hunter to max level, and I'm gonna tell you right now, it's really fun, because I've leveled since you and I have just been chatting right before the show started. I've leveled 4 times, so level pretty fast right now. Which is pretty good. So,
does that do something for you leveling up? Like, does it feel good?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Still, like, even though it's something you've done plenty of.
Yeah. Hold on, I got a dude trying to whoop my ass right now.
Why do I have to hold on?
Because he's trying to, like, I might have to focus.
No.
Yeah. Tajay can't die, bro.
Now I'm in Dredge. I'm playing a little Dredge. I think I have the audio turned off so you guys don't have to hear it. But maybe I don't, because I don't know if I do or don't. But I try to. If not, and you hear just fishing noises and or sea noises, I'm not actually on the sea.
But he is.
I'm just in the Dredge.
He's playing one of his greatest games of his young life. Dredge
is one of my all-time favorite games.
Yeah, you have it's a good game. I have enjoyed playing it. I have not played it nowhere near like you and Gerald, but
what's crazy with Gerald is Gerald has beaten it, platinumed it, and now is on his PS4 playthrough where he is also going for the platinum.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the game, but I'm not even doing that.
You should.
No, I don't think I should. I don't. I don't believe that I should.
I mean, I think you probably should.
And the reason I don't think I should is because I've played a lot of the game, and I don't want to play so much that I don't... Like, I don't want to become burnout. Like right now, I still love the game, and the Iron Rig expansion just came out, which is what I'm playing right now. It's phenomenal. But I don't want to burn myself out. I don't want to play so much that I never want to play again. And I could see that happening with the way Gerald plays the game. For me. Maybe not with him. But I could see it. Now, it sounds like your keyboard's taking a beating over there.
So I have a click keyboard, so
Mechanical, they call that.
yeah, it is so it is loud,
Yeah.
but
Well, we're probably looking at a shorter episode this week because we're not going to do news or anything. But you haven't been on in a while, so I figured we would start with you just talking about what you've played. I know you're not going to remember everything you've played since the last time you were on, but just what you've played as of late.
So started this back up today, and this being World of Warcraft, getting ready for the War Within, and it's been a good time. I started earlier today playing, got everything updated, got my subscription time back. I have a level 70 rogue, who's ready to go to the new expansion, and I'm working on a demon hunter right now. Excuse me, a demon hunter right now. And most of the classes that I play in this, which is unlike when I played back in my GameStop days. Back in my GameStop days, I was always a tank or a healer, mostly a healer. I don't play this game enough to get back involved in guilds and do raids and stuff, so I just play DPS. I just play a DPS character, something that I can go and solo and play by myself. Looking really, really forward to the solo dungeons. They're bringing in solo dungeons, so you don't have to have a group of five, and you're still able to get some pretty good gear and stuff like that. So, excited about that. And yeah, man, it looks really good. They've really taken this game graphically and made it a little bit better than what it was
Do you
prior
wish you
to.
played enough to be able to get back in guilds and whatnot?
No, it was a different me. I don't have it in me anymore. Like to set, I used to play this for hours upon hours upon hours. Like I didn't do anything else. We would be at a gathering or something somewhere, and I would be thinking about getting home and raiding, or getting home and running a dungeon, or a timed event, or an event was on, and I needed to grab this piece of gear or something like that. I don't have that in me anymore.
Now, could you see yourself getting like that again?
No, I don't, because I have not found that itch or that love for anything, and I like this game. I really, really like this game, but like today, I was playing and having a blast, by the way. Got up, went and used the bathroom, looked outside and saw my wife was, today we celebrated my oldest son's 16th birthday, and I saw that she was out at the pool getting the decorations ready. So I just went out there and started helping her decorate, and then the next thing I know, she's like, "Hey, can you run to the store?" And I ran to the store and just came back in the game, it auto logged off, and then I just shut it down. That's like my attention span, it doesn't keep it like it used to.
But do you think it doesn't keep it like it used to because you don't play like you used to though?
Maybe.
Like if you played like we were just talking about where you're in the guilds and everything in the world's going on, do you think it would hold your attention span more?
I don't think so. It's been a long time. And I know you don't beat World of Warcraft. Like, that's not a thing. You don't beat it. You get to a certain point where you're like, okay, that character's pretty well maxed out until they do something different. Like he or she has some of the best gear in the game, talent wise, you're at cap level. But you can always go and do stuff. You know, you can run different stuff, and so you're never done with the game, right? It's been, Dude, I'm trying to think the last game I actually completed. That was a story-based game, not a racing game, or because the last platinum I have is World of Outlaws. My platinum did, but outside of that, I play sports titles. I've been into college football, really, really hardcore. I'm on my senior season of my creative player. Really enjoying that game. Not very good though. I play for Kentucky. And I can hang with the I can get Kentucky in the top 25 rankings with my play, and the highest we've been ranked is 8th. And whenever we play those teams, Georgias, the Alabamas, dude, I just can't beat them.
Just can't hang.
I'm not skilled enough, I guess. I do throw a lot of interceptions, so.
Because you
So
do a lot
that's
of
the.
trying to force the ball.
Well, yeah. You know, my biggest thing in college football is I'm a scrambling gunslinger, is basically what how my build is. And I know you're probably listening to this. If you understand what football is, you're like, what? He's a what? So in college, you know, it's good for a quarterback to run. Like they encourage that in college. They like to see, you know, you being able to run. So I'll run anywhere from 80 to 100 yards a game, like a running back. But I also can throw. But here's the thing, I don't throw well on the run, right? Shocker. So that's where my picks come from. If I'm trying to escape the pocket and I've got a linebacker on me or something, then I'll just throw a pick. And I will panic, hit a button, and I'm like, oh man, I didn't mean to throw it to X, and I threw it to Square, who had, you know, the whole bench of people on him.
But you're just hype.
Yeah, I'm hype. And then I go over and try to make a play, you know, try to tackle him because I'm upset.
Now, it's been a long time since NCAA was here. And you were definitely excited and waiting for it. And you bought it like day one. Do you, is it everything you hoped it would be?
It is. It's. I would. It wouldn't bother me. I know EA won't. Now that it's back, there'll be a college football 26, 27 until the cows come home type game. But it was a good game to have be put on the shelf. What was it? 2011? Does that sound right?
It's been a while.
It's been a minute. I may be wrong on the year. But when they put that game on the shelf, I understand why they did, but then you had the NIL money come out, and they're like, hey, we can bring that game back now because, you know, you can pay athletes, as it turns out.
The NIL, for those that don't know, are the name, image, likeness, which allows you to actually do college football the way it needs to be done.
Yeah, the game plays good. Resembles Madden, of course it should. You know, it's EA, it's a football game. I don't think they're going to rewrite all the mechanics on how a game works. It does control different, and there are different things that you can do. Like there's a touch pass, which I know Madden has a touch pass, but this one has a touch pass to allow you to throw the ball high to your receiver, low, left or right. And I know Madden's done that in the past. But it's a good little feature for this game. And then, you know, just the way the game, like when you come onto the field, you're playing a prestigious game. A little tongue tied there for a second. Like the guys come down and touch the rock in certain games, and you know, when you're playing the Auburn War Eagles, they let that freaking bird fly through the stadium. And you play Georgia, they got the bulldog on the sideline. It's pretty neat.
Now, if they do EA it and there's one every year, are you on the hook to buy it every year? Like, do they have your money?
Probably on that. I don't. So what I do with EA is which college hadn't done this, but But you can bet NBA, Madden. I used to buy them as soon as I come out. Now I hold off and I wait because lo and behold, a month or two afterwards, they start putting them on sale. They start discounting them pretty deep. And then sometimes, like NBA 2K has ended up on the last pass. Like it's been on PlayStation's Plus's pass and it's been on Xbox's pass. So is hockey. So is NHL, which they just announced and showed the trailer for NHL 25. And it looks pretty good. Now NHL 24 was did not get good reviews. I own it. I think I paid like $9 for it. Like I said, there was one of those sales where I scooped it up. I like it, but of course I just play as the Predators. And I play my own little franchise. It seems fine to me. I know some people want that in-depth storyline, or they want to create a player and run it like what I'm doing in college football. Now, I will tell you that I have not found a game, but I don't know that I'm looking for a game that is an MMO type game in a sports game. You know what I'm saying when I say that?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you're. Man, I don't even know some of these guys' names, but NBA done that, and I'm just there's a point of it. I'm like, okay, and I'm just punching the button trying to skip through it because I don't care. Like I just want to hoop. I just want to build my character up, play ball. And but it's like, oh, you need to pick this faction or that faction. You need to talk to you. And all that's neat. And I imagine it took a ton of time to build that. But for me, it just doesn't win for me.
It's not why you're in it.
No, it's 100% not. But like you were saying, you were asking me about some games that I'd played. As I'm looking across my media bar here, I got back into Minecraft. We re-upped our got our server back going, which Gerald always kept it going. So we're back on that. I have sailed away from our Taj Mahal, that is our current base, which literally is like America to third world countries. Like you don't need for anything there. It's just there. You can.
Yeah, you left the safety
Yeah.
that we have created, and you went for a new environment with none of the benefits of the amazing homestead that we've created.
That's correct. And I'm even going to go to a step here and say you're using we real loosely. You and Gerald created a lot of what resources we have. Now, I did go out and find some of the resources, but you brought back majority of the farm, the more majority of the animals that we have. Gerald went and found a lot of the trees. I think you might have found some of those plants, villagers, things of that nature. He's brought those back. You guys have brought those back. I went down into the depths of hell and found diamond, what diamond we had, and some of the iron and stuff like that. But yeah, man, I'm enjoying getting back into that.
Now, I haven't played much of that. We jumped
Right.
back in and we played a little bit, but I haven't done a ton of it.
Right,
So
yeah.
I'm also excited to get back into Minecraft, but you set out on a different journey in order to challenge yourself, in order to make that fun still, and to have something to do. I don't know that I've figured out what my new purpose in Minecraft is going to be, because we have created an environment where you don't have to want for anything. And so
Yeah,
it is a little bit weird.
I think like you and I talked over lunch at that day, we just really need to get a night where it's me, you, Gerald, maybe if Pat wants to play for any show, Pat Man wants to play, and we set forth and we're like, hey, let's beat the game, let's beat the bosses, let's beat the different bosses that are in the game, and let's see if we can't beat it. And then once we beat it, of course, you could then continue to play, but I think that would be fun. One, I've never done it. Yeah, I know you have, but
Right.
there's bosses that have been added since you've done that.
Yeah, I certainly haven't beat every boss. It would be new to me.
Yeah, so I think that would be fun for you as well. But as I'm looking across my media bar here, I see Red Dead Redemption 2. Still a game that I enjoy playing. Still a game that I want to beat. I just, again, like World of Warcraft, man. I get in it. I have fun playing it. I love everything about it. But I spend more time in that game doing things that aren't the story. Which is GTA, man. I do the same thing in GTA. I don't spend a lot of time doing the story stuff. I find myself screwing around or off doing this other thing or having 4,000 cops chase
I think
me
that's part
running.
of what makes those games so special, though.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, I ride through town and somebody will be like, "What are you looking at, punk?" And I blow their head off, and then I've got a posse chasing me, and I'm running out of town trying to get away from them, and then I get to a point where I have an advantage on them, and I shoot the posse, and then I'm wanted in that town every time I come near it. So I enjoy trying to ride back to it and see how long I can survive and all that stuff, instead of just playing the damn storyline.
Right.
But and then of course, we finished up game night with the Ultimate Chicken Horse, which we'll kind of get into a little bit later, but I'll just tell you that I did I have I played Ultimate Chicken Horse. But then Cult of the Lamb. So the last game on PlayStation that I played is Cult of the Lamb. Started it last night and really enjoying it. I know you don't believe I'm going to beat it. You believe that I'm not going to play it through.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way. Let me get this all the way out on the record. I don't think there's any way, under any circumstances, that you finish Cult of the Lamb.
I do enjoy it. I do like it. I was telling my brother about it today at the pool, and some of the looks he gave me, because when I was explaining to him what you do in that game, and he's like, "Wait a minute, are these people?" I'm like, No. It'd be super weird if they were people." I was like, "They're little animals."
I don't know if they can make the game if it's people.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not? You got that torture device out there that you lock them in whenever they don't have enough faith in you.
Yeah, I think it's the way it has to be.
I told him that, and he was like, "Are you shitting me?" I'm like, "No, man." I said, "It's pretty good." But of course, there's some games that I'm excited for and that I'm waiting on. But then, if we flip over to Xbox, I played Party Animals. But there's some games that are coming out that I'm super duper, like, really excited for. Astrobot is one that on my main screen right now. I'm looking at it. That game's gonna be good.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are excited about it, and I think both we are excited about it. I know Gerald's really excited about it. I think that'll be a I think that is exactly what PlayStation needs right now, is just a nice palate cleanse for everybody. I think Astrobot's a special character that they have treated pretty well, and I think that's a game that will do surprisingly well for them. I don't think it's going to set the world on fire, but I think it'll do well. I think it'll have a decent tell on it, and if it's good and it does well, I hope they keep making them. I hope they don't just stop, because it's not going to do like The Last of Us sales or money or anything like that. But I don't think it would be expected for it to do anything like that, so I hope they stick with it if it does well and if it's good. And I really don't have any concerns that it won't be good.
Yeah, it's it looks clean. It gives me a I don't know, man. Just it looks happy. It looks very inviting. The color, what I'm looking at on the color screen here, just it's rich. The difference is, like, I don't know what they're doing over here, over to the right of it. There's some characters. A lot of them look like characters from Sony, like there's God of War.
Yeah, you can even right now, if you play the Astrobot that came on your PS5, the playroom, you can actually unlock characters for Astro's the new Astro.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, you have that game coming. Valorant, it's a huge PC title, has now came to console. It's out if you like those shooter type games. I know Valorant had a big following. Ninja played it for a little while, back in the Fortnite, in his Fortnite heydays, when he would take breaks from Fortnite, he would play that game on PC. So, and now it's here. Haven't played it, but of course, soccer. I used to buy the soccers. I quit buying them once they changed from FIFA. They're no longer FIFA, they're FC now. Not very good. I don't know what they did. I don't know what they did to the game, but the games are just not that great.
Which
So,
is unfortunate.
yeah, they were a very, they did have a huge following.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That it sounds like that they did the opposite.
Yeah, they revamped how you play that game, and it's just not received well. I think it got 3 stars on PlayStation reviews, and that was just not. I know it had a lot of reviews too. So, but like you said, there's some we were talking about, or I was saying that, there's some games I'm excited about. Farming Simulator 25, I'm excited about it coming out. Hopefully, you and I can get into that game and really do like we did several years ago when we had a farming simulator. We didn't do so hot with the last one that came out, but you said I slept a lot. Maybe that's true, maybe that's not,
Yeah,
but
you used to always fall asleep when we played, but it was Farming Simulator is definitely one of those games that aided you with that.
well, you said it because I got that grain truck really stuck in that river at time.
Yeah, I also said it because it's true.
And you were upset with me because we needed those potatoes to finish that quest, and I just so happened to turn it upside down in that creek. Now look, I know you blame me for falling asleep there, but it was just a mishap, I think.
Yeah, so when he says that we didn't have as much fun with it, that's not entirely true. He ruined it for us, is what. Farming Simulator could have been fun. It just wasn't. Now, I will say, and this is what it is, and that we want to do two different things in that game.
Yeah,
And I think
big
that
enough.
makes it a little bit harder to where your goals are not my goals. You'll go $1 billion in debt day one without even figuring out what we're doing.
Well,
Because you
I
just want
believe
money.
we gotta have
Or
the
stuff. You
equipment.
want stuff, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta have equipment.
But we don't have a plan yet.
Well, you're out there with the fucking double axle 225, and I'm like, hey, it's gonna take 6 months to plow that field that you're trying to plow to put corn in.
Well, you don't need the Empire day one, though, I think is my thinking. Like, we could take our time and we could do it. So when I used to play Farming Simulator, that's what hit for me, right? I would start slow and I would work my way up to where I needed to be.
Yeah.
There's none of that with you. You want the moon day one.
Hey man, you gotta take loans out. You don't believe in loans. You're
I
like
prefer
Dave Ramsey in that game.
Yeah, I prefer not to.
You're, what does he say? The something slave to the lender? The borrower is slave to the lender?
I don't know, but I like, I'm about that financial freedom.
Yeah.
And I think you can play that game, enjoy that game, and not get upside down in debt the second it starts. Because you're like, let's get the best tractor, the best combine by all the fields. And I'm like, we don't have to do that day one.
Yeah. You're right. But we can.
Yeah, you can, but there's no reason to.
That's true. That's true, I guess. But Farming Simulator 25, excited for it when it comes out.
I mean, I'm excited for it
Oh.
too. I know what'll happen. We'll buy it. We'll get in. We'll be like, this is awesome. And then you'll be like, let's buy the bakery. Let's buy these 75 fields. Let's do this. Let's do that. And I'm like, well, let's pump the brakes. And then we'll start playing less and less. And then you'll fall asleep once. And I'll be like, you fall asleep every time we play.
Yeah, that's right. Because
Yeah.
you over exaggerate everything.
Yeah. And then it'll be the.
I won't fall asleep at all in this game.
No, that's not true. You will.
No, absolutely not, because they have tornadoes in it. And I'm gonna be jamming that Luke Combs. Ain't no
Yeah.
love in Oklahoma. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great song, a great artist. I think you'll fall asleep.
No, not with that jamming.
You're just gonna
On
play it on
repeat.
repeat?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Just repeat and repeat.
I may just download the Twister soundtrack and we just fucking listen to it.
I think it's Twisters.
Okay. Twisters.
It's two
Twist.
now.
I could download
Yeah, well, I think it's two tornadoes.
Yeah, it is.
It's a
But
set of them.
Twista is not a tornado and he's totally different.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you download him.
He's good though. He slapped, as the kids say.
Still?
Probably not still, but he did back in the day.
He's probably doing county fairs now.
I wish he'd do this county fair.
Would you go?
Yeah.
Would you go see Twisters with Twista and Luke Combs?
The real people?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I got to sit in between them, share a bowl of popcorn.
What are you sharing?
A bowl of popcorn.
Yeah, I guess. I think it comes in a bucket.
Yours does.
No, I think they all do.
Maybe for you.
They just give you yours in like a bowl?
A bowl.
No, they come
Yeah.
in buckets.
Pails.
They don't come in bowls either way.
Barrels.
That'd be too much popcorn.
You may be right.
I'm not a big popcorn guy.
Yeah.
I know you find that
So,
hard to believe.
no, I don't. I don't with you. I just don't. But there's a couple of games that are coming, as I've been just kind of flipping through here, that I find quite interesting. Of course, Harry Potter Quidditch Champions is coming. It looks okay. I'm looking at it right now. I'm not overly crazy about the graphics. Is it? Let me double check here. Yeah, it's made by Warner Brothers.
Different. It's published by Warner Brothers. I think it's made by a different team.
Yes, it is 100% made by a different team, as it is called Harry Potter, and the other game that we are referring to is Hogwarts, which is has no reference to Harry Potter. It's actually well before Harry. Does it show this game as being online, though?
Yeah, I believe it is, though.
It says multiple ways to play career mode, from backyard battles in the Weasley Burrow to high-stakes shadows at the Quidditch World Cup. Rise to become the champion either solo, okay, here we go, or online co-op with up to three friends. Heck yeah. You and Gerald.
Well, I think we both know it'll just be me.
Yeah.
We don't
You
have friend number three.
don't think Gerald will do it?
No, I don't. Not even think he'll consider it, matter of fact.
Yeah, you're probably right. He's, again, everyone, he's soft.
Yeah, I don't even think. I think if you were like, hey, it's important to me for you to play this with us, I think he'd be like, well, I'm gonna pass.
Yeah. What about Patman? Friend of the show.
No way.
You don't think
If
he does the
Gerald's at a
splash?
3% chance, Patman's at a zero.
Wow. Wow. But he likes Harry Potter.
Yeah, they're selfish friends though.
That's fair.
Yeah, they're super selfish.
That is fair.
They only play the things like me. I'll help somebody out and I'll play a game I don't like and I'll never complain about it. They won't do that for you.
Yeah. I do see that Test Drive Unlimited is coming. So,
Yeah, that doesn't sound
driving
good.
game.
Patman's terrible at driving games too, so he won't play that
Yeah.
either. Now I want to go. You skipped over Ultimate
What?
Chicken Horse.
Yeah, I thought I'd hold up until you wanted to chat about it. If it's now, let's chat.
It was the end of that was my game I picked. It's the end of the road for it. It was week four. What are your final thoughts on Ultimate Chicken Horse now that we've had some time?
Man, I love that game. Here's what I was upset with. I felt like we learned so much about the game on week four, and that upset me that it's over.
We
Because,
learned a lot about the game in week four, like a lot.
yeah, which I felt like made it. I don't know. I had a blast. I had a blast. The last week night we played, and for our last week, it was just. And I felt like, well, matter of fact, everyone was fucking winning. Like, you won three, I won three, Patman won three, Gerald won three, and we had to have a tiebreaker,
Yeah, I only won two. I lied to get myself in the finals. You were on to me, but I stayed the course. You said, I don't think you won three, but I just never wavered from it.
I couldn't prove you wrong, so it was, I had to go with it and roll with you. But
I believe I won two, if we're being honest.
when we found out that that fucking flaming ball shooter went into the cannon and the cannon would shoot those balls, we were like, oh hell.
Because it really was a game changer. We were
Yeah.
not, we did not take full advantage of the things that game can do.
No.
I mean, we didn't take full advantage. That's a fun game, and I would love to say that we'll continue to play it, but we never do when we say that. Every time a game ends on game night, we're like, yeah, but we could keep playing it.
Yeah, we said it about Sea of Thieves. We have not touched it again.
We've said it about a
It's.
bunch of the games.
Yeah,
And
we
every
have.
time everybody's like, yeah, I would be down to keep playing it, and then we just never go back. Tomorrow if somebody texts and says, hey, you guys want to jump on and play Ultimate Chicken Horse, I would be a yes. I'd be down to play it tomorrow. I just don't think realistically it's going to happen. And I'm like, well, we could play with the two of us, but how fun would that be?
What if we played online, like with Strange?
Yeah, I mean, that would be okay too. It's harder though. I think to get a room and get people in it, and part of what makes that game so fun are the things that you do to each other.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You got a guy, if I won or won two times in a row, I knew that the end now is going to be hell. Like,
Yeah.
y'all don't even care to finish. You're just like, you're not finishing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing with that game, right? When you have someone who is very obviously like figured it out, then it immediately shifts to everybody else that's playing, then you're gonna have to find a different way to beat me. Because you're not gonna beat me the way that you're currently beating me now that I know that that's your thing.
Right.
Like
Right.
I'm no longer gonna allow that move. Because somebody will be good at a path. They'll be good at Like they just understand how to go that way. It just lines up with their play style. And you can't allow that. That has to be taken away. 'Cause you'll lose if you don't. And so, with us as friends playing, every person without communicating with each other is like, okay, we're gonna take that path from them. Like it just goes without saying that that's what you're gonna do. And playing online with people, I don't know how that will go.
I believe it would just be hell no matter what.
Yeah. And it might be, and that might not be fun. There are times where in the beginning of the game, I feel like we're all working together to like create a path that lets you beat the level. But then as soon as that path is established, it's like everybody's immediately working on taking that away. Which is funny because we just worked to put it together. But it truly like flips that quick to where you're like, hey guys, let's work together and be friends. And then, 2 seconds later, you're like, all right, well, I can't allow this, not on my watch.
This guy's gonna have to now eat ass.
Yeah. And because you don't want to be, you don't want to give somebody the easy road.
No, I don't. So, like when we start, it's like, especially if we start on that, oh man, I don't know the board that has the cliff. What's the name of it? Anyways, you start on a cliff's edge, and
Yeah.
literally the only way you can go is to set platforms out because it has a waterfall that you have to jump up on top of to go to the finish line. So, and not one person can make the board playable. Like it has to take three or four people to make that board playable.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to be an asshole and turn the board just straight up down and block the start, then everybody just has to fall to their death till you get a bomb to blow that up because somebody was just, being an asshole. And I've been that asshole before.
Yeah, he's almost always that asshole, just for some clarity.
Yeah, just for reference.
Yeah, he's basically never not that asshole.
But I want to talk about whatever that was that just fell. But I definitely want to talk about the time on my board that I can't remember who it was. You'll have to help me. I think it was Patman. He got all the way to the end. He was struggling to get to the end, and he got all the way to the end, and I had put that piece across there where you fall
Oh,
down.
yeah.
Like, you couldn't beat it. It was unbeatable.
I think that was my board.
He was like, you son of a bitch.
It was my board. He finally, or the one we made together, I should say. And he finally made it to the end and slow slid down and just stood on that platform because you blocked off the exit.
That
And I could see the way his character moved, I knew, like I actually knew what his face looked like.
Yeah, because he had been working so hard to
Yes.
get
Like I know, I just know how he looked in real life based on how that went. Because you could just see in the way that he did it that there would have been like a deep depression fall over him. Kind of like when we played VR and you guys saw Gerald look to the heavens for answers. Yeah, I think a very similar look was probably had by Patman when that happened.
Yeah, that was freaking hilarious because I just slid it over. So when you're playing Chicken Horse, for those of you that's never played Ultimate Chicken Horse, so everyone has to pick a trap and or a pl just they have to pick something. They call them all traps, but not everything is considered a trap because if you get like a platform, it's not a trap. But so we all pick them, and then it's timed on how long you got to put them down. Well, everyone is like focused on where they're gonna go or what they're gonna do, and they're not really paying attention to the other guy. A lot of times. Sometimes, like, they know now to wait till I put my shit down. Because if I slide off and they don't know where I'm at, they're gonna get, like, I will screw you. I will put a warp at the back of the start level and warp to the end. You know, I will be slick about it. And that's what I did that day. I slid that over. I don't think any of y'all knew until he slid down there.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, I for sure didn't know it was there. And I'm quite confident he also didn't know it was there. Because he had been trying to beat the level, and when he finally made it and slow slid down, you could just know that the disappointment was there.
Yeah, it
Because
was so
he
good.
was so ready to celebrate that victory. And then it was taken from him.
Yeah, and I think that's what you don't want with your friends. You don't want somebody to slide to get that victory because every single one of us is like, "What up, bitches?"
Yeah.
You know, we were all talking shit. We're like, "Hey, you're not gonna talk shit. You're just gonna stand there." And what brought me satisfaction is he had to hold circle.
He
He
had to
had
kill
to hold.
himself.
Yeah, he had to hold circle.
You left him with no option.
I was like, "What happened, Batman?"
Yeah, you left him with no option other than to give up.
Yeah. He was like, "You
Yeah.
motherfuckers."
It was it, Ultimate Chicken Horse was a good game, which is not surprising me. I picked it. I would It's a game I've wanted to play for a long time, but it was not a surprise that it was good, but it was even better than I thought it was going to be. And that part was a surprise. Like, it's no surprise to me that it was good, but it was even better than what I expected, and that part did catch me off guard.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. It's the right kind of game for the way that we do game night, which is we play for a month, and then it's on to the next person's game. And for the way that we do it, it was perfect for that. I wish we had a little more time with it, or I wish we had learned more about the way it played earlier. So that's a little disappointing to me that we didn't figure that out sooner.
Well, I'll tell you, week one, I was like, I don't know how he does through 3 more weeks of this. And the reason I felt that way was because I was like, I wonder how long it's going to take. Because there's only so many boards that were unlocked, so many characters. But really quickly, we figured out, hey, we want to go to the boards with the question marks to unlock new levels and to unlock the things. And we worked together to unlock those. And then that opened the game up so much for us that allowed it not to be stale. Gerald's attitude was real bad the first two weeks. I think
Yes.
the third week he started coming around. And in the fourth week I felt like Gerald was really good. Like Gerald was having a good time.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, as good a time as Gerald,
As
as
he
one
was ever
Gerald
gonna
might
have.
have. Yeah.
I feel like we had, as a group, I feel like we had the most fun with that game on week four, which is unfortunate. I really felt like you said everybody played good, everybody got wins. I feel like that was the most fun we had with it as it was going away. I wish we had more time with it. Maybe we'll find a solution for how we want to do that. My God, I'm getting just wrecked over here. But I'm a little bit like you in that I wasn't necessarily sure how 4 weeks was going to work out either. I thought we would be fine. We got in. Gerald had the worst times on week one and two.
Yeah.
And then he got progressively more into it as he got better at it. But man, by week four, I was still so impressed with that game. And the way they've built it and how simple it is, but also how like frustratingly hard it is at the same time. It
Yeah,
is.
week one, I didn't know what Gerald was even gonna do. Like I
Yeah.
was like, "Hey, here's a guy right here that might just quit playing game night."
He really did not enjoy his time on week one. Which is a damn shame. Because
Yeah.
it's a good game. What is going
Is.
on over here? It is crazy. It's a crazy time in Dredge, let me tell you. You can't even enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I
Good God.
just went ahead and pre-ordered the Astrobot.
12 days on Astrobot for anybody that is wondering.
Had a friend of mine call me the other day out of the blue, and he and I got to talking about games, and he said, "Hey man, have you played the Black Myth Wukong?" And I said, "No, I have not." He goes, "Game's fantastic." I said, "It probably is, but isn't it a Souls game?" And he goes, "It is very hard." So, is it a Souls game?
I think it's so. I don't. I would be speaking out of turn to answer yes or no. I don't know much about that game. I think it is in the vein of a Souls game, though. But it's not a FromSoft game.
So I'm on it now, looking to see. He says it's amazing. He says it's really, really good.
So that's the great thing about games is you can play one and it be amazing, and I can play one and it not be amazing. It's the same game.
Yeah.
I can tell you without even watching anything, that game won't be amazing for me.
Right, right. Well, it's RPG, so there's... I've not seen you in love RPGs ever.
Yeah, I have loved RPGs, but not in a lot of years. You know...
So, why is that? Because, you know, you were asking me about the World of Warcraft. I mean, why is it that an RPG hadn't captivated you?
I don't honestly believe that I've given it any chance to. You know, what I want out of a game now is not what I wanted out of a game 10 years ago. You know, I used to define value by how long something was.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way. I haven't felt that way in a long time, and don't imagine that I'll ever feel that way again. You know, what I want out of something now is I want it to respect my time. You know, so I don't want 100... Oh my gosh, I threw my phone. I don't want a 100-hour experience. I don't want it because I'm never going to get it. If it's 100 hours to beat it, I'm never going to see the end of it. So where that used to be like a value add, now that's almost a detractor for me, in that I know that I won't play the game properly. I know I won't get what you need to get out of that game. And so, therefore, it's not a good fit for me. And so, you know, RPGs are always long. They have to be long. And it just doesn't interest me. Like, I don't want something to captivate me that's going to take 100 hours of my time. So, I'm sure that games have come out that 20-year-old me would have absolutely adored. I just don't have... I'm not willing to make that kind of time commitment. I'm not willing to put that much time into anything. Now, every now and then a game comes along that does respect my time, but I don't, and I put hours and hours into it. You know, Dredge is an example of a game that you could beat pretty quickly, but I have played every part of it every way that you can. And you know, even now during the show, I'm still trying to catch all the new fish from the Iron Rig. And, you know, just having the Platinum isn't enough. I want all the new trophies from all the expansions. And, you know, that's a game I put a lot of time into. Cult of the Lamb is a game I put a lot of time into that I'll probably eventually go back to one day and play all the way through again. Those are games that I thought would be quick in and out for me that I suck with. And then, like, Dave the Diver is a game that I jumped into, and I loved all the different things it was doing and how it was doing them, but it became so tedious, and I had so many hours in it that I was like, I need to do something different. And so that's a game I bounced off of, even though I super loved it. I didn't see it to completion. And so I really just think that there are a lot of games that don't have a chance with the way that I play games to be that special game for me. And RPGs are definitely a category of game that I can't and won't spend enough time with them to make them special.
So here's the... I agree with where you're at with that. And that is kind of how I feel about WoW, is that I don't foresee me... I foresee me getting two characters to level 80, which would be level cap. I'll get my rogue there. I'll get my demon hunter. But I have, like, paladins. I have, I probably have 16 or 17 total characters across three or four different servers. I don't see me ever getting those characters. Now my brother, this is what he does, and he plays World of Warcraft. He told me today, he said, "Howard, I have 17 level 70s
Wow.
ready to go." And I just can't fathom, but that's all he plays is WoW. He doesn't he owns a PS5, hasn't turned it on in 3 or 4 months. He has a Xbox Series X. His grandkids play it, and that's it. Like he doesn't play anything else. He might jump on the computer and play something here and there, but other than that, it's World of Warcraft. And that's fine. Like that's his jam, that's his thing. But for me, I've gotten to where I want to play a game now where I can be in and out. And you mentioned this on one of the podcasts a while back. You said that I could get into a game during the middle of the day where you really can't. Sometimes I can. Sometimes I'm like, if I'm off during the middle of the day and I don't have anybody here, I could be like, yeah, man, I'm gonna jump in and play a little. Now, if I do that, I'm like, dang, man, I need to. In the back of my mind, I'm like, garage needs to be cleaned. There's a couple doors I need to go up and repair upstairs. There's, dang, man, I need to get the boat fixed. There's something always like begging for my time. Where back in the day, I didn't have that.
Well, and also, I think sometimes you did have that, and you still said, "Oh, hey, I'm going to play." And that's where I've been for a long time, where like all those other things, the like responsibility just eats away at me. So when I say I can't play during the day, I could, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, maybe I shouldn't have, because there was a time, and I'm going to tell y'all how bad of a shitty person that I was here. I was playing World of Warcraft, and my oldest son, who is now 16, he slipped right out the front door.
Really?
Yeah, goes walking down the street, neighbor comes bringing him back to the door and hollers in the house. He's like, "Excuse me, excuse me." I'm like, "What the fuck is that?" I get up out of the chair and run around to the foyer, and here he is standing holding my son, and I'm like, "Hey, how'd he get out?" And that was before we had cameras and shit like that. And I knew to myself, I was like, "Hey, don't say nothing." But I told my wife, and I still hear about this shit today.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's real wild.
I've never done anything like that, and I don't think that I ever could or would. I mean, anything's possible, but I don't think that I would do anything like that, but I've never played to the point. Let me think. Let me not speak out of turn. I don't think I've ever played to the point where I neglected people. I think I just used to use every free minute of time I had to play.
So, knowing you the way I know you, and as long as I've known you, I don't want to say your gaming taste has changed, because you still like those games that you liked when we were at GameStop. I think you don't long for those games anymore. Like, you're like me now, and I think it's because we play a lot of games together that you and I kind of just really drift together with this. But we're looking for a game that we could be in and out of. Like, we could jump in Party Animals, play 2 matches, and then be like, "Hey, man, we're gonna go to bed," or "Hey, man, I'm gonna run to, if it's during the middle of the day, hey, my wife's wanting me to run and do something," and we hop off and go do something. Games that we used to play back in the day, you couldn't do that. Like, you could, but to your point, you're like, "Man, if I get out of a game so long, I'd just rather not go back because I won't remember what the hell I'm doing."
Yeah, that's another thing. I used to be able to play five or six things at once and my brain could handle that.
Yeah.
And that's just not the case anymore. Like, I can't. It's part of why the other day you were like, you're really in a dredge, and I'm like, well, I just need to get it finished at this point. Because
Yeah.
I'm backing it, I'm playing it, I know what I have to do, I know what the task is, and if I'm out of it too long, it's such a uphill battle when I go back. And I don't necessarily want that uphill battle.
So I guess you would say I have a what is it, a is it a com I'm gonna say this wrong. I know I am. I know what I'm thinking, but it's a personality trait where I'm just like, when I get something, I wear the hell out of it. What is that called? Like, I'm gonna do it and do it and do it and do it until it's just not fun to do it anymore.
I don't know. That's not good, though, I think is what I would call that.
I almost want to say compulsive, but I know
Yeah.
that's not right.
Well, that is
Or
right
maybe.
to do something like that, but I don't know. You don't do it with everything.
No, there's certain things that hit me, and I'm like, okay. World of Warcraft was that way.
But you'll play a game. So you played Warcraft long before I knew you, and then you never talked about it, you never played it, it wasn't even on your radar. And then like you got back into it and you played it for a while and then never heard about it again. Like you don't love it the way you used to because you didn't even stick with it when you got back into it.
That's correct. But when I first started playing it, I made a druid, a night elf druid named Dirt Dauber. Still have that character. And I read books at my old job on my lunch breaks and my breaks about how I wanted to build this character, because that was long before, the internet had talent trees and websites devoted to this stuff. Now you have so many mods on it, you have so many different things that help you. I remember making macros
Yeah.
to so that I could heal you. Like, I could hit one button and it would cast 15 different spells one after another. I ate, sleep, and breathed this game. And had a friend of mine. We used to camp at the same camp area. We both had campers that stayed at this camping area, and we would be on the weekends there. And that's all we did, is talked about World of Warcraft, like what we were gonna do. And I was that way with iRacing for a while too.
Yeah,
Like
now
I.
what I don't understand about you is that, you do show signs of where you get hooked on something and then you get off of it, but what I still don't understand about you is you'll play just 45 things at the same time.
Yeah.
And I can't make any sense of that. Why you would want to do that, how you even do that.
Yeah, I do. I can play, like, I can get off the party animals with you, play a couple games of college football, then tomorrow wake up, decide I want to play some World of Warcraft, play it, hop off it,
Yeah.
play Ready or Not.
That sounds miserable to me. But you do that all the time.
Yeah, and I got a steering wheel behind me. Hell, dude, Daytona, right? NASCAR is at Daytona this weekend, and all I keep seeing on my TikTok is some people racing at Daytona, because iRacing has their weekly series that follows the actual NASCAR circuit. And I'm like, man, I remember those days and how fun they were just to race those. I thought about, anteing back up and buying back into that and doing that. And then I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that. So I talked
Yeah,
myself out of it.
I just can't jump. I just can't be playing 14 things all at once. It starts to seem really daunting with the amount of things. Like, I guess I don't want to. What I don't want for myself is to feel like I have to play something.
Right?
And if I have that many games going at once, I'm gonna feel like I have to play something because if not, nothing's ever gonna get done. Like I'm not ever gonna get any games like completed.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one thing with you. I can't even wrap my head around the way that you play games. Because I used to be like, oh, that's weird that you're playing that game. I don't even think that anymore because I think it's all weird. You know,
That's fair.
it's weird that you haven't talked about this game in ever or in the last 6 months, and then I just jump on and that's what you're playing, and you act like that's fine.
Yeah.
Like you won't have said a word about Red Dead in 2.5 years, and then I'll jump on and you'll just be playing Red Dead. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'm past even trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Well, as I'm sitting here, I'm like, I know I want to play. So here's what's crazy. I want to play Astrobot. Astrobot comes out in 12 days. Well, 9/17, World of Outlaws Dirt Race in 2024, the new World of Outlaws game comes out on 9/17. So there's another $50. And then as I look down through here, I'm like, oh, hockey comes out 9/27. You know, I want to play hockey. I've got season tickets this year to that the Predators, so I'm gonna be jazzed up and want to play hockey.
I don't think it's weird that you're playing like that kind of stuff. Like you playing new games doesn't shock me. It's when you just randomly play old shit or shit that no one cares about. Like for right now, there's no reason for you to be playing Cult of the Lamb.
Free.
You're not gonna finish it. It's not even your kind of thing. And then you
It
just text me, you're like, well, let me know if you want to play. I'm in Cult of the Lamb. And I'm like, why?
because low key it is my type of game.
No.
The art style's a little different for me. I will agree with you on that. But I
Doesn't
do.
look the way you want. It's not high action like you want. There's a resource management part that I don't think you like.
There's a hack and slash though that I really like.
Yeah, the dungeon crawling part of I could see it, you know, scratching that itch for you, but you know, that's just one of many things. Like I'll just jump on and you'll be like, oh, I'm playing this game from 2014. It's like, why? Which is fine, but I don't understand the way that you do that, the way you bounce from thing to thing to thing. You play 8,000 games a year, but you stick with four of them. It's real ADHD the way that you play games.
That's fair. So here's what you so to your point, I've completed 25% of Cult of the Lamb, and I've only played 3 hours.
I would be shocked if you ever saw 50% of it.
Everyone take note of that because that
Shocked.
will happen.
And
So
here's the thing I'll say about Cult of the Lamb is you're not gonna beat that game in 8 hours. Not in play it the right way. Like if you're gonna beat that game in that quick a time, like if you're gonna say I played for 2 hours, I'm 25%, so I should be done in 8 hours. It's not gonna happen if you play the game right.
gotcha. Well, I played Ultimate Chicken Horse for 13 hours.
Because we were together, you were forced to. But do I think you'll put 20 hours in Cult of the Lamb? I don't.
But I also played Red Dead Redemption 2 for only 13 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. The way you play games is fine. It's the way you play games, but it makes my head hurt, and I don't think I could do it that way. We should probably wrap up. It's getting super late.
Well, I want to say this. In Farming Simulator that you said I slept through, I
Yeah.
played 100, 106 hours.
Okay, but when you sleep through 84, that's not as impressive. Or
I
even impressive at all.
hear you.
And I know you slept through it. I was there for it.
Now,
So
how
that doesn't
many
do
hours
anything.
do you have in Dredge?
I don't know. I've never looked.
I have 7 hours.
Let me see. Let me see how many hours I have in Dredge.
Well, I don't even know where you find that at. This seems like a good time to wrap it up. I think we're having some technical difficulties, so we will end it here. Gerald should be back next week. Best wishes to him. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/gamestitch. You can also find Gerald on X at Hoffin Show or us at game_Stitch. If you have something to say over there, please let us know. And special thanks to friend of the show, Marshall205. He's all the way gone now. Not sure what happened there, but special thanks to him. And we will be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.